Hello, is this Tina?
It's Tina. Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm better. How are you?
Oh, what happened? Were you under the weather?
No, I got in an accident on the way back home.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Stuff happens. You know, no one was hurt or nothing. It just, I had to stay overnight in a strange town and have my truck towed. So.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Every time there's an accident and if no one's critically hurt, you have to kind of count the blessings. But still,
absolutely.
That's a lot to go through, you know, towing the truck. And it was a hospital stay then?
No. It was more about the broken vehicle, you know, and being so far out and having to tow it, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, guess where I'm at? I'm back in Grand Rapids.
Are you really? Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's lucky I have multiple vehicles.
Yeah. Sounds like you do a lot of work in Grand Rapids.
I do. I have a contractor up here that we work really closely with, and when I'm slow, I come out here and I work. So go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to give you a little Grand Rapids story. My mom was from Copenhagen, Denmark. So when she was young, there was a guy from Grand Rapids that sponsored her and brought her over to the United States. And
really?
I guess he was pretty well known in the area back then because he was like the owner of the Bob Sullivan, the Sullivan's Furniture Store in Grand Rapids. But I think
he
used to be like a professional baseball player or something. So yeah, it was kind of cool. I always, every time I go there or every time someone goes there, I always think of that. Like, wow, I wonder whatever happened to Bob Sullivan, you know?
Listen, I didn't hang the phone up on you earlier. I was actually in a tree cutting down a giant piece of...
I heard the equipment in the background, so I just thought we got cut off or something. I didn't think you hung up, so...
All right, cool. Yeah. I just wanted to make that known, you know?
All right, that's nice of you, Daniel. Mm-hmm.
No problem. So listen, so here's where we're at, okay? I'm going to give you the updated information. I just need you to wait a second to draw it. That's all. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
All right. Perfect. I mean, like, let me see, if you could do it Thursday morning, because I'm going to deposit this money tomorrow into the bank. So if you could draw it Thursday morning, that would be perfect.
Yep. Not a problem. I can set the invoice for Thursday morning, which is the 19th, and we come in at 7, which is 10 your time. Does that give you enough time? 10 a.m.?
Yes. Yep. That's more than enough time. We're ready to go.
Okay. Good. Okay. So we'll do that on Thursday, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 5110.
Okay.
9000.
Mm-hmm.
0113.
Okay.
1975. 0826.
8026. Okay, and the code?
037.
037. And for this card, it's still the Ira Boulevard, or is it a different billing address?
No, it's all the same. I just, we had some crazy action going on in the account, so I got new numbers. That's all.
Got it. Okay. So on Thursday, when we process this, what I'm going to do is push the next billing out 30 days, so you'll then be paid until November 13th. That way you won't have to worry about another payment coming up on the 30th, okay?
That's great, Tina. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. I like to help whenever I can. So you're all good to go for now. That was quick and easy. So I'm happy that it worked out for you. And I'm so happy that, you know, like you say, the truck's a little banged up, but you're okay. So that's really good news, you know?
Absolutely. And thank you for following up, because I really didn't want to unravel everything. You know, what we talked about was, important. And, I was excited to do that. It's just life got in the way for a second. And now here we are getting back on track.
Yep, and do me a favor, after Thursday, you'll have full access to the dashboard again. So if you have some time, you know, coming up, you know, towards the end of the week or even on the weekend, try to go on there and see the results, because I think you'll be very impressed. And then, of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me, okay?
Thank you so much, Tina.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening, too.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.